I think I'm going to do a series, Journey to Source. A journey back to source, right? The only reason you can understand, like when you're going down the road and you're driving, the only reason you can understand when somebody puts a turn signal on, they're going to turn, is because you've turned. The only reason you understand that somebody's going to stop at the stoplight when it turns red is because you've stopped at the stoplight. That's what you would do. The only reason you can understand somebody else is because that's you. What is the multiverse? It's other people. It's another soul. The multiverse are the people. You know, notice the word verse. You know, a lot of these music people, you would think that they would believe the Bible because the Bible's nothing but verses. And that's all they live by is verse. That's what they live for, verse. If they read the book of Psalms or the book of Proverbs, all these different verses, they could come up with music, unlimited music. They have unlimited ideas through the verses in the Bible. Verse, just pick one verse. You could create a song out of every verse in the Bible. The only reason a mama can raise a child is because the mama's experienced the pain and the growing pains. And the only reason a parent can raise a child is because they've been through it. They've been through the process. The only reason you can have compassion on other people is because you've been through it. That's what a priest is. I think that's why you might say, well, why am I suffering so much and everybody else isn't? Because maybe God is calling you to be like a spiritual priest. Not that you're anything special, but you can feel the pain of other people, you know, the empathy that's in you or whatever, the compassion, the sympathy, the empathy, the compassion, you know. And so the reason you're going through something, maybe God is teaching you how to comfort people. And the Bible says that the things that you're going through is to comfort other people. It's not about you. When you read that, it tells you everything you need to know. Journey back to source. What is source? The mind of Christ. Let's say you were married and you were trying to figure out what your spouse was doing. Go listen to other people. Just have a conversation with somebody. You know, if you do the conversation with like 10 people, okay? You can see a pattern. If somebody says, well, my spouse is cheating and they're doing this, this, this. And then you go to another situation. Yeah, my spouse is cheating. They're doing this. You look for patterns. And you can say, okay. Yeah, my spouse will cheat. Or you can say, well, they might not be cheating, but they're having an emotional affair. Because you look at the patterns around you, and there's nothing outside those patterns. I told a friend of mine one time, I said, every time the phone, I said, you follow a pattern in that conversation every time, don't you? You're saying I have patterns? Yeah, everybody does. And they usually don't see it, but you can see it. So if you want to look at yourself from the outside in, or look at your relationship, or look at your job, or look at anything from the outside in, talk to enough people and you'll see the pattern. Like right now, the corporations, they're all doing this. So this might happen at your job. The corporations are posting fake jobs because they want you to think they're trying to get you some help, but they're really wanting to work you to death, but pretend like they have compassion. It's all a mind game because of inflation. But to fix inflation, you gotta have deflation, right? people are saying, well, I applied to 1,000 jobs, I'm not getting a response. They're posting fake jobs. You listen to this one channel. He said the reason they're posting fake jobs, because they want their employees and their investors to think that they're growing and hiring and they're expanding. And there's a lot of growth, so it's all a big farce, you know. The dead corporate system is just like a narcissist. They will future fake you. They will gaslight you. They will change reality. It's all fake. And so that tells you that you need to be prepared and have your own little stuff going on the side, you know. But don't get bitter at them. Because bitterness ain't going to help you. Just trust God, do your job, because they need you. And they will put robots in eventually. But they even need somebody to fix the robots or program the robots. My point is, you can look around you and see the same patterns if you are astute enough. If you're unselfish enough, because you think you're outside the pattern, you think you're outside the problems. If you were to go to a counselor, psychologist, or they've seen it 1,000 times. You can see it in the body language, you can see it in the way people walk, you can see when somebody walks up to you, you know, if it's, you can pretty much tell if it's a friend or foe, you know. The persecution, the mocking. Like if you go to a car lot and there's a salesman that walks out, you know you've already seen that 1,000 times. They're all playing the same game. The only reason you can't see that the patterns in other people point back to yourself and use it for a growth process, because you're being selfish. You're being closed-minded. You're being small-minded, because you're not outside of Source, and Source is hitting everybody with the same experiences till they move to the next level. And as you move to that next level, you learn your lesson. I don't care what it is, where it is. Let's say you took a job at Home Depot. I'm getting some parts right now at Home Depot. And you say, I don't like this place. I'm going to Lowe's. You know you're going to face off with the exact same process at Home Depot and Lowe's. You're going to have the same kind of managers. You're going to have the same kind of employees. You're going to have the same everything. But you think it's going to be better. Now, there's unhealthy situations, but for the most part, you've already seen it. And so also, let's say your wife or your husband has some issues that they're dealing with, and they haven't advanced your understanding, but you can have compassion on what they're going through because you've already been through it. But some people are not willing to rise up to the next level because they don't want to go back to Source, because they like their selfishness. They like their the me mentality. Anyway. Journey back to Source. I could probably talk about this for a year. And another thing is, everybody's going to have authority. I don't care who you are, even if you're the richest person around. There's authority holding you accountable. And just like Elon Musk said one time, laws are good because it keeps people safe and it keeps the competition fair, you know. It is what it is, people. Source, no matter what you're doing, where you're at, there's going to be authority. There's going to be things that need to happen to push you. Let's say you have agoraphobia. Agoraphobia, that's what it is. Let's say you have agoraphobia. The agoraphobia is not healthy for you, so God is going to try to force you. It's probably a demon, to be honest with you. Force you to face off with that. They got some dehumidifiers over here for little small ones for $169. GE. 22 pints. Dehumidify your house. You probably, if you get your humidity down to 50%, you're gonna breathe better. That tells you everything's a fractal right there, because it's true for every human. If you get about 50% humidity, 55%, that's the healthiest place to be. Because everybody is from source, and everybody's moving back to source.